Brian, thanks very much. Kurt Wagner is here from TVshowpatrol.com to talk about many things TV related, including a new show that's premiering today, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, Kurt, hi, by the way.
Hi, friends.
Hi. The Emmy Awards, the nominees for the Emmy Awards.
Are you getting one, Bill?
I will not be receiving an Emmy Award this year.
You should.
Because I haven't been in anything this year, Wendy.
Darn it.
I have to be realistic.
Well, now that I know that this is televised, I wonder if he should be up for Emmy Awards.
Well, our radio show here, there is a camera that goes to the internet, so
stop
technically.
Stop looking, people. Sometimes I pick my nose.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Is this true, Kurt? There are 113, I'm not exaggerating, 113 Emmy categories?
Yes.
Is that right?
It's true.
They don't broadcast
all
of them.
You know how they used to have the Creative Arts Emmys the week before the regular Emmys that we see on television? Now they're having two Creative Arts Emmys ceremonies.
Because, there's that many awards.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. The leader this year in nominations is HBO, which they've done in the past, but 94 nominations.
Right.
Pretty good year. FX, second place with 56. And then Netflix was pretty close. They had 54.
Yep.
But the three big, your classic networks, your ABC, your CBS, and your NBC, not even close. NBC came in fourth with 41.
NBC was fourth,
But no
boy.
Big Brother up for an Emmy?
No. In fact, I looked just specifically to tell you that it was not nominated for a reality show.
Wow. Wow. In terms of which show's getting the most nominations, that...
Game of Thrones?
That would be Game of Thrones. How many nominations?
Surprise,
It was 23 nominations. And, you know, a lot of the actors this year, usually maybe one or two get nominated, and I think six got nominated.
Wow. Wow. That's a big year for Game of Thrones.
Five or six, I think.
And Wendy, you'll be pleased to know what came in second place.
Orange is the New Black.
Nope.
What?
Not in second place was The People
versus
O.J. Simpson.
Had 22.
That does not shock me.
No. And Sarah Paulson, my favorite nomination from that list is Sarah Paulson, who played Marcia Clark.
You know, I had forgotten what Marcia Clark was like until I saw her recently, and Sarah Paulson nailed her.
Yeah, she did.
Like her way of speaking, everything. It was perfect.
It was. And she also was nominated for Supporting Actress for American Horror Story Hotel, which I think is really cool because she filmed those two at the same time. Can you imagine? If you haven't seen Horror Story, you know, just watch one episode with her in it, and you would be like, she's a superwoman if she was able to do those two shows at once.
Because
those were both really hard roles.
I only saw the Asylum one, and she was
very
great in
intense
that.
Roles. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was sort of that, you know, it's a horror story,
right?
The name of her character in American Horror Story was Hypodermic Sally. So that sort of gives you a
Here's
hint.
A clue, a slight clue. Would you agree, Kurt, she went from being one of those actresses, Sarah Paulson, that you saw in things and went, oh, I've seen that girl before, but I don't know where I've seen her. And now all of a sudden she's everybody's first pick when a big role comes up. Let's get her.
I can't imagine that there's anyone in Hollywood who isn't wishing that they were her best friend like Ryan Murphy is.
Yep. All right. So like we mentioned, you had Game of Thrones with 23 nominations, the most of any television show. People versus O.J. Simpson had 22. American Crime Story did very well. And Fargo also did very well. 18.
Fargo had 18, yeah.
Yeah.
And
you said it very Fargo-like. It had 18, yeah?
Yeah. You kept in character. That was very nice, Kurt.
Veep had the most nominations of a comedy with 17, and they were fourth overall. So.
Am I too late to start watching that show?
Go back and start watching it
from the beginning.
But it's well worth it.
I think it's still even timely. I mean, even from the beginning.
It definitely is. And a lot of Chicago influence. You see a lot of Chicagoans on that show. So many. All right, can we go through some of the categories? Because, boy, it really is stiff competition this year. There's a lot of good stuff. If you wouldn't mind, we'll start out with the dramas. Now, it's not like the Academy Awards where there can only be five in every category. In some of them, I think there's seven or eight outstanding dramas. You've got The Americans, Better Call Saul, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, Homeland, House of Cards, and Mr. Robot.
Yeah. And Mr. Robot and The Americans are both first-time nominees. Mr. Robot was its freshman season.
You're raving about that show.
Yeah. And that's just the new season just started Wednesday night with an hour and a half episode.
What is the name, but I don't know what it is.
This guy.
Is he a robot?
He is not a robot. Who gets mixed in with this group of hackers called F Society.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull off this incredible hack trying to take down a major corporation that they call Evil Corp, mm-hmm. but is really called E Corp, I think. But I can't really tell you anything else about it because then that would ruin it if you haven't started. This is a show you have to start from episode one, season one, in order to get it all.
Because
it has
sense.
Some wacky, crazy stuff. And saying anything more than that really would just
anybody name
spoil.
Any names that we're familiar with?
Rami Malek. Malek plays the main character, Elliot. He's been in a lot of things, like sort of supporting.
Yeah.
He's in Band of Brothers, I think, and or the Pacific, one of those two, or maybe both of them, I don't know. Christian Slater's in it. He's the big name.
Oh, really?
In that, yeah.
That's
I
why
love him.
Isn't he always good? Yep. I just saw him. I think he was on with Jimmy Fallon or something the other day, and I went, boy, it's yeah. I haven't seen him in anything in a while, but that's
he's,
why, Mr.
Yeah,
Robot.
He's really good in that.
All right, so those
he
are
just
your...
won a, he won a Golden Globe, but
oh,
he,
did
get nominated for an Emmy, though,
oh.
which is weird.
All right, so those are your
and the Americans I'm happy to see because they've been passed over for like three. This is their fourth season, and they're finally getting nominated, and their two leads got nominated.
Oh, okay. Kerry Russell.
Kerry Russell and Matthew Reese.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. For lead actress, again, in a drama, you have Taraji B. Henson from Empire, Claire Danes from Homeland, Robin Wright from House of Cards, Viola Davis from How to Get Away with Murder, Tatiana Maslany from Orphan Black, Kerry Russell from The Americans. That's a lot of competition right there. They're all really good.
They're all really good. Tatiana Maslany, if you notice, it says she plays Sarah Allison, Cosima, Helena, Rachel, M.K., Crystal.
She has a character with multiple personalities.
Who's clones. They're all,
oh, are they
clones? So she plays
everyone. Send in the clones.
And we're one of the clones with the different sort of mannerisms, accent, looks.
Now,
and
that's the kind of thing usually the Academy loves.
Right. Well,
right?
It took forever for them to even nominate her. This is their fourth season.
She's
and
also
she was
nominated
last year
for ensemble cast. Just her,
yeah.
all by herself.
That would be funny, actually. Maybe that's what they'll do. The SAG Awards,
right.
they nominate ensembles.
Right.
Maybe that would be hilarious.
Now listen to this competition for Best Actor in a Drama. Bob Odenkirk from Naperville.
He deserves
it. For Better Call Saul. Kyle Chandler from Bloodline. Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. Rami Malek from Mr. Robot. Liev Schreiber from Ray Donovan. And Matthew Rhys from The Americans. From The Americans. That's a tough one, too.
Yeah. I couldn't even predict. I think Rami Malek might win because they just started their season. You know, it's kind of good timing, I think. And he's pretty incredible in Mr. Robot.
You know what's nice is, and I see them do this with both the Academy Awards and with the Emmy Awards, just because you have some star power. Like when you listen to that list of names, Kevin Spacey jumps out and Liev Schreiber jumps out. But the Academy isn't afraid to reward somebody who's not as well known just because they're really good at what they
do. Well, I think it's difficult a lot of times to break through that rubber stamp thing. I mean, I wrote this in my story about the nominees this year, is that, you know, it's peak TV time, right? We're always talking about how there's so much on television. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if it's hard for us to watch, you know, imagine for the voters, or the people who actually vote, the Academy who actually votes, to see them all. And I feel that it could hurt, that it's helpful in a way because some lesser known actors might break through.
Right.
But it hurts too in that I think they might rubber stamp people who have been nominated tons and tons of times.
Yeah.
You know, and I think in some of these categories, there's a little bit of both this year. And I think it's one of the first years that you can't really complain too much because some people made it through but you could, you know, there are a few omissions, I thought.
We'll get to those.
Yeah.
We'll get to those. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you'd like to jump in, we invite you to at 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. But we do want to illustrate, folks, you got to sleep sometimes. There's no question about that. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com.
She found the Game of Thrones music.
Isn't that beautiful music?
It is.
Isn't that beautiful music?
May I make a confession? And Bill, I think you're in on this with me. Have you watched 1 minute of Game of Thrones?
I've never seen any of it.
Me neither.
And I want to. I'm going to.
You are going to?
Yet. Yeah.
I don't know that I'd like it.
It's dragons and
like
naked
I said,
ladies.
I don't
it's
know
swords
if I'd like it.
And
naked ladies and
knights
dragons.
And naked ladies and dragons.
Dinklage. You got Dinklage.
Oh, I like Dinklage.
Dinklage is in it.
All right.
You're in?
You're going to binge?
I'm definitely going to. Everybody said you got to be in the right frame of mind for it, so I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
I don't either. I guess maybe I'm always in that frame of mind.
I'll explain.
I'm permanently in the frame of mind.
You have to be in a fantasy state of mind. But here's what one of my best friends told me. He goes, I watch it every week, and I can't wait for it to be on. He goes, and I can't follow it. He goes, even though I've watched it from the beginning, there's so many things going on that I'm like, I think that guy's a good guy or a bad guy. No, that guy died. Who is that guy?
Well, I don't know if that's true. I mean, you have to pay attention, I guess, but... I don't have that hard of a
It's not hard following the story.
No.
And then the different families and clans, like you can keep track of who's who?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. When that music plays that she just played at the beginning, you know, when they do the opening title sequences, they do this cool thing with this map, this 3D map that basically changes each episode of the series so that you know
where you are
going to be in that episode.
So it's the only TV show with a GPS system.
It is.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Outstanding comedy. Again, these are the nominations for the Emmy Awards. And that's going to be on in about a month, right? That usually
September
airs.
September 18th, I believe.
And do we know who's hosting it?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
Because it's on ABC.
That'll be great. He's always good.
He did it a couple years ago and he's back.
It's very funny. Blackish, Master of None, which is on Netflix. Modern Family, Silicon Valley, Transparent, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and
Great
Veep.
Show.
There are some really good ones in there. Mm-hmm. There's several really
good ones.
List. Yeah.
How many times has Modern Family been?
About everyone that's been.
I think every year. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
This year, only one of the actors was nominated.
Which one?
Ty Burrell.
Oh, is it only Ty Burrell?
Mm-hmm. Sofia Vergara, really?
She's been nominated in the past. She really has. People love
her. She's not the best actress on that show.
Why doesn't The Middle get any attention at all from
ABC?
You
know, I think it just gets overlooked. I think that's another case where Modern Family has won it tons of times too, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the other side of that double-edged sword is that a lot of things get, you know, just pushed aside.
And I think sometimes The Middle's better than Modern Family. It's different.
Sometimes it is, yeah.
But that show is so strong, The Middle.
Yeah, and very realistic sometimes.
Well, yeah.
Lead actor in a comedy, Anthony Anderson from Blackish, Aziz Ansari from Master of None, William H. Macy from Shameless, Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley, Will Forte, Last Man on Earth.
He's such a goof.
Jeffrey Tambor from Transparent.
Hey, no.
Who at this point just keeps winning.
Yes.
You can't stop him.
That just keeps on happening.
And how would you like to be William H. Macy, who's one of the greatest actors we've ever seen, and he just, every year you see him get nominated, and then he just does not win.
And he doesn't, and he never sneaks in there, yeah. Thomas Middleditch is the surprise on that list, I think.
I don't know him at all.
But it's well-deserved. Silicon Valley's on right after or before Veep, and it's pretty funny. And he's like really sort of this understated lead. You know, he's almost like a supporting actor who's a lead.
Yeah.
You know? He's really good.
All right. And let's do one more category, and then I want to talk about this new show that premieres today. Lead actress in a comedy, you have Tracy Ellis Ross, the daughter of Diana Ross, by the way, from Blackish. Yeah. Laurie Metcalf, a Chicagoan from Getting On. The great Lily Tomlin from Grace and Frankie. Amy Schumer from Inside Amy Schumer. Ellie Kemper from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Veep. That's tough competition.
Yeah.
Every one of those are strong.
Yeah, Laurie Metcalf is a surprise there, too. And she's actually a twice nominated this year person, too. She's, I think, in the supporting category, too.
Yeah, somebody just texted
category.
She's in three categories.
Wow.
I think it's two.
Oh, two?
I think it's just two.
You know what? Good for her because she had a long period where even though she was working infrequently.
She did Roseanne, but then she was gone for a while doing theater and stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the show on Netflix that debuts today. It's called Stranger Things. It looks fantastic. I've seen ads for this.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
It's really fun. It is sort of a cross between 80s movies from Stephen... Well, like 80s movies done...
The John Hughes movies?
Of Stephen King novels by Steven Spielberg, Stand By Me.
Yeah.
E.T. wasn't a Stephen King thing, but that also reminds me of E.T. also. John Carpenter movies, like sort of the horror thing. And John Hughes movies, like Pretty in Pink and stuff like that. It's like sort of this mashup of all that.
Oh,
and it's
that
set
sounds
in,
great.
It's set in 1983 in Indiana. What do I want to say? Matthew Modine's in it. He plays like sort of the bad guy. He's like the director of this top secret place where they're doing some kinds of... You don't know if it's... If
you don't
want
to know what he's behind.
Or if it's just some creepy thing.
Right.
And they're after something in this town. And this little boy goes missing, and he's the son of Winona Ryder
right.
who's in it.
And anytime anything goes missing, you think, oh, Winona Ryder's behind this. She probably stole the kid.
Oh, will anyone ever forget that?
No, I won't. Nope.
Anyway, she's pretty good in this, although she doesn't have a lot to do but seems scared and worried about her son. But, you know, all right, she does it really well. But it has, there's this whole thing with this group of kids who are like, where's my friend? And then another kid, another strange kid comes around, and they're trying to help this kid out, and it's this adventure and mystery, and
it looks
there's
really good.
Some creepy thing chasing them, and then there's the mad doctor, and
doesn't that sound perfect?
It does. What's that called again?
Stranger Things,
and that's on Netflix as of today.
Today,
and
yeah.
it's one of those things where you can, if you want, you can download the whole season.
You can watch
the
whole
season.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Right. And it's all out there.
Very
but,
good,
but it's really fun.
Excellent.
I don't have much time. I am now on season 3, episode 3 of Orange is the New Black. And now I watch it so frequently that when I walk around town, I'm identifying people that look like characters from that series. I mean, it's like I'm living it.
Yeah.
So I'll try and fit in Stranger Things as well.
It looks so good.
Orange got sort of shut out this year.
Isn't that strange?
Well, I think they changed the rules about comedies, and so I think it ended up in this limbo of,
is it a drama, is it a comedy?
You know, it had been nominated in comedy, I think, and
right.
and now it didn't make it
oh,
through the drama
bad.
Ranks.
You that's
know.
Too bad.
Can I just say good luck to Louis Anderson as
oh,
Christine
yes.
Baskets on Baskets?
Yeah.
He's up for a supporting actor.
Yeah.
He's so good.
I'd love to see him get it. He's
yeah.
so good on the show.
Yeah, that's really good. And Lily Taylor, another Chicago area native, who I said from the start of American Crime, not American Crime Story, but American Crime, the ABC show, who I said from the beginning, I said, this, she deserves an Emmy for this. And I hope she gets it because she was so good in that,
yeah.
in that series. And there were two people overlooked from that show who I think could have replaced two of the people from OJ, supporting actor.
Who's this?
I think
oh,
John
really?
Travolta got nominated and didn't need to.
Oh,
and
oh.
he was fantastic. Oh. Come on.
and Schwimmer got nominated and maybe didn't need to. And these two guys could have fit right in there, I think. So.
All right. Well, that, you know. That happens every
And
year.
There were two of the two main troubled teens who were having the
yeah.
sort of fight in that American Crime show. Crime.
That's Kurt Wagner. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. It's right there on your internet, for heaven's sakes. Just dial it up. Thank you, Kurt.
Yeah, I'll be gone next week. San Diego
oh, you're
going to
be in the San Diego Comic-Con.
Covering all your TV needs.
Can't wait
San
to hear.
San Diego Comic-Con.
We can't wait. All right, more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.